This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half.
Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. This mini episode is brought to you by The Moment of Happiness, my email newsletter where I send you a happiness quotation every day for free. If you'd like to get The Moment of Happiness, just email me at podcast@gretchenrubin.com and write quote newsletter in the subject line, and I'll sign you up. I love maxims, aphorisms, proverbs, teaching stories, everything like that, and I'm constantly collecting them. And in that vein, I also love koans. And a koan, K-O-A-N, is a question, story, or statement that can't be understood logically. And Zen Buddhist monks meditate on koans as a way to abandon dependence on reason in their pursuit of enlightenment. And the most famous koan is probably, two hands clap and there is a sound. What is the sound of one hand? And one of my favorite koans is, what did your face look like before your parents were born? So you sort of can't think about it logically, but it seems to have all this meaning. And so as I go through life, I'm constantly on the lookout for koans of my own, koans that I have found just as part of my own reading, my own travels through life. And one of my favorites came in as part of my ongoing obsession with color, because I was reading this really interesting book, Color Chart, by Ann Temkin. And in that book, the artist Frank Stella is quoted. And here's the koan of Frank Stella. I know a wise guy who used to make fun of my painting, but he didn't like the abstract expressionists either. He said they would be good painters if they could only keep the paint as good as it is in the can. And that's what I tried to do. I tried to keep the paint as good as it was in the can. And I feel like this is a happiness koan. It has all this meaning. I'm not sure exactly what that meaning is. I think about it in terms of my own writing. I think, if only my writing, the words in my writing, can be as good as the words in the dictionary. And sometimes it's really helpful to think about these things that don't exactly make sense, but they seem to make all the more sense because we have to struggle to understand them. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.